Welcome to Piedmont Arts. I'm Rachel Stewart. BNS Productions' Be a Lion picks up the Oz story where The Wiz left off. This week, we talk to BNS founder, producer, and playwright Rory D. Sheriff about this original production that's coming soon to Charlotte. And also on the program is Phil Vavra's Fanfare, which is really packed this week with ideas of things you can do in the area. He tells me there's a lot happening around the Thanksgiving holiday, so stick around for that. BNS Productions, or Brand New Sheriff Productions is what that stands for, is a theater company based in Charlotte that presents award-winning performances highlighting the African-American experience. On December 10th, they'll perform Be a Lion at the Booth Playhouse, and it's a production that's been a favorite with Charlotte audiences over the years. It's inspired by The Wiz and is the creation of award-winning playwright, producer, and director Rory D. Sheriff, who founded BNS Productions in 2013. And Rory is our guest today, so thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about BNS Productions and its founding, just to get started here?
I started BNS Productions because so many people were telling me no that didn't have the power to tell me yes. My then agent got me in front of a production company in Hollywood. I finished the script and went out there. So basically, when you get this far, it's basically formalities. Then you're going to sell the script. You just go out there and pitch. But that didn't quite happen in my case. They told me no. They was like, it's a great script, great story. But they were having a conversation about me in front of me in Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
There was like, you know, no one knows this guy and we just can't take the chance. We can't. It's a risk investing so much money into the script and we just can't do it. I came back to Charlotte sad, but one of the assistant producers, she had a short conversation with me and said, it is a great script. Have I thought about turning it into a cartoon or putting it on stage? So immediately I thought about stage and I thought about the route and journey that Tyler Perry took. So I got some friends and family to read the script and then we did a stage reading, but some friends invited guests and we're on our way with Be a Lion.
And is that the beginning of BNS Productions also?
Kind of, sort of. I produce Be a Lion out of pocket at Spirit Square. And one of the gentlemen, they saw the work that I was doing. And he was like, if you start a nonprofit theater company, you will be eligible for grants and help to produce these shows. And I didn't want to start a nonprofit. I'm a writer. I didn't want to do any of that. I don't want to deal with people and stuff and business and stuff. I just wanted to write and sell scripts. Yeah, after I took that advice, yeah, BNS was born. I did a lot of reading and learning about nonprofits and talking to people and other theater companies about the nonprofits. And yeah, BNS was born in 2013.
Well, that's 12 years ago. So clearly something worked.
Something's working slowly but surely.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Be a Lion. As I mentioned in the intro, it's inspired by The Wiz. But tell us a little bit about it.
I was writing a different script before I discovered Be a Lion. I was writing a different script. I had a couple pages in. I was dreaming really, really big, rewriting the story Mahogany with Diana Ross and Billy D. Williams with Beyonce in mind. I tell you, I dream big. So The Wiz was on while I was writing, and it went off. And I was like, okay, well, what happens next? All right, so as I was still writing Mahogany, and then all these bells and whistles went off, I was like, you're the writer. Why don't you tell what happens next? And then I got instantly inspired. I wrote from so many different angles, but the main thing was the lion. Yeah, I just wrote this piece, and I wanted it to be jazzy. I wanted it to be funky and have some gospel and some hip-hop and some pages out of Hamilton. And I wanted to make it really, really cool.
And the lion is the main character? Not
Lion is the main character. So I give a little bit about it. The order never was restored in the Emerald City or in Oz, period. You know, The Wiz was found out to be a fraud. So who was going to be in charge? I created a second generation Wicked Witch. She is the love child of Eveline and Cheetah. I had to create a witch from somewhere. So So, yeah, she is more evil than her mother, than any wicked witch that walked the grounds of Oz. And she wants to revenge of her mother's death, but someone has to restore the order. And Lion is charged with that mission through different women. And I was told by my mom and my grandma, I heard this many times over, that if you look at a successful man, you will see at least three women that advised him. So you will see that in Via Lion, and you would immediately see those three women in Lion's life that pushed him. You can do it. That encouraged him to be the king that he really is.
Has that proven to be true for you?
It really has. I gravitate to successful women and really, really wise women that's been encouraging and really, really important in my life, like my mom and grandmothers and sisters and aunts, teachers, professors. Oh, my God. You know, I excelled. All my A's excelling because of, they have excelled because of really, really great women teachers. So
can you tell us a little bit more about your background? It's great to hear that those are your mentors. Where are you from originally, and how did you get into writing? I noticed you've also written novels, not just this play.
I'm from a city called Reading, Pennsylvania, 45 minutes outside of Philadelphia. I am a UNCC grad, currently getting my MFA at Queens University. The goal is to be a professor. I've lectured at many universities around the state. I am a combat veteran. I served in Desert Shield and Desert Storm, Army combat veteran. Yeah, writing for me was always easy. In high school, I loved Shakespeare. Coming from where I came from is really, really weird for a jock, a sports jock. I also was a professional kickboxer to be into theater and Shakespeare and romantic novels and stuff like that. My breakdancing name was Willie Shakes. Nobody knew what that meant, but Willie Shakes. Willie Shakes. And so, yeah, I was a little slick with words then, but if I would have told them that, yeah, it's short for William Shakespeare, they would have thought I was crazy.
I love it, though. That's great. Yeah. So, yeah. Do you want to be a professor? Do you want to be a professor of English or theater or...?
Right now, theater. Theater is my love. Writing is my love, but I love teaching, acting, directing, all things theater, which falls under the umbrella of English. So I love teaching the plays and play analysis and dissecting every bit of every word in a play.
Yeah, so you'll be Professor Willie Shakes.
Professor Willie Shakes.
You know, one thing I forgot to ask you about with Being a Lion is where the score came from, because it's a musical.
So I wrote a couple songs and they really weren't popping like I wanted them to hit. So I brought in some friends that I knew were really good songwriters. And I created a writer's room with four other songwriters. And I was like, okay, with each scene or each song, I was like, this is what I want Dorothy to be. Oh, I gave that away. Dorothy comes back.
Oops, we can cut that out.
But this is what I want Tin Man. This is how I want him to feel. This is a song and direction I want him to go in. He has his heart, and you know, the Tin Man and the Wiz, he's really jazzy and moving. And he was really in touch with himself. If he could feel, if I had a heart, if I can feel. So I wanted to grab all that and make his song really, really funky. Scarecrow, I wanted to pay homage to Michael Jackson. I wanted him to have that move that Mike has and that rhythm that he has.
Instead of being so clumsy like he is in the movie.
Instead of being so clumsy, because now Scarecrow is a total different person now. You know, he knows how to use his brain now. He has a brain. So he's doing all of them. And so the innuendos of this is they have their brain now. They have their heart now. They have courage now. They discover their gifts and they're using their gifts now. And we actually see how they're using their gifts.
Yeah. Anything else on the horizon for BNS Productions?
Our next season, we're doing some more August Wilson. I am a August Wilson scholar, so we are doing all 10 of August Wilson's plays in his century cycle. We're up to the 7th play, and that would be King Hedley the 2nd. Then we'll do Gem of the Ocean. Also, I've written another piece called Speakeasy, and it's an award-winning piece. We won the Playwrights Festival with Speakeasy, and there is a major fundraiser in February. The goal is to take cast and teaching artists over to Africa. I've developed a relationship with the theater community over there. So the goal is to have workshops and to learn and to teach over there.
Sounds great.
Yes.
I know some of this information is available at the BNS website, but not all of it. So thank you for sharing it. Well, Rory Sheriff, I want to thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us today and break a leg with Be a Lion.
Thank you.
Be a Lion will be performed by BNS Productions at the Booth Playhouse on December 10th at 10 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. You can find more at the BNS website, which is bnsproductions.org. Apparently, there's a lot going on in the Charlotte region in coming days, and Phil Vavra is here to tell us all about it.
Well, Rachel, it may be Thanksgiving week, but the sights, sounds, and even scents of the Christmas season are already in the air, too. There's a lot going on, which is good because you may have family in town to entertain. So this is an extended version of Fanfare. One of my favorite things to do after Thanksgiving is visit Holidays at the Garden at Daniel Stowe Conservancy in Belmont. Millions of lights adorn the botanical garden and fountains, creating a twinkling wonderland. As you wander the grounds, you can warm yourself by an outdoor fire while indulging in warm drinks and tasty snacks. Kids will love the train rides and visits with Santa Claus. Grown folks will enjoy holiday cocktails in the speakeasy. And a family photo in front of the orchid tree is a must. Revisit a holiday favorite on the big screen when the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra brings Home Alone in concert to Belk Theater on Friday, November 28th at 7:30 and Saturday, November 29th at 3 p.m. The CSO will perform John Williams' delightful score live as Kevin McAllister defends his home against the bungling Wet Bandits. Winston-Salem Symphony Music Director Michelle Merrill leads the Winston-Salem Symphony Orchestra and Chorus at A Carolina Christmas, Home for the Holidays at Reynolds Auditorium on Saturday, November 29th at 7:30. This glamorous spin on traditional holiday favorites also features jazz vocalist Tony DeSarre. If your holiday spirit is still in need of lifting, don't miss Majestic Brass and Organ at First United Methodist Church in Charlotte on Sunday, November 30th at 7:30. Resident conductor Christopher James Lees and the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra's brass section are joined by organist Evan Curry for a festive program of Christmas carols and other Yuletide favorites. Join the Charlotte Civic Orchestra for their popular Christmas extravaganza at CPCC's Dale F. Halton Theater on Sunday, November 30th at 7 p.m. In addition to the orchestra, you'll see the Charlotte Youth Ballet, Holiday Singers, Empower Dancers, International Ballroom Dance Winners Gabriella and Dimitri, and a 100-voice choir from South Mecklenburg, Myers Park, and Butler High Schools. The Salisbury Symphony will be performing George Friedrich Handel's timeless Messiah at St. John's Lutheran Church in Salisbury on Sunday, November 30th at 3 p.m. The orchestra will be joined by renowned soloists and regional choirs in this grand expression of praise and celebration. Every December for the past 70 years, the Gaston County town of McCaddenville has been transformed into Christmas Town, USA. Folks travel great distances to see the over 100 homes, businesses, and more than 250 evergreens festooned with holiday lights and decorations. The fun begins Monday, December 1st with the tree lighting ceremony. There's also the traditional Yule log parade on Thursday, December 11th, a large nativity scene, the floating Christmas trees on the lake, and historic McCadden Mill Bell Tower playing seasonal music. Admission is free and the lights are on from 5:30 to 10 p.m. nightly through December 26th. We hope you can be at WDAV's annual live holiday broadcast, Charlotte Lessons and Carols, as it returns to St. John's Baptist Church in Charlotte on Tuesday, December 2nd at 7 p.m. The program of beloved Christmas music and scripture readings will feature the Charlotte Master Chorale Chamber Singers under the direction of Philip Biedenbender. Admission and parking are free. Now, if you can't be there in person, you can tune in to hear it at 89.9 WDAV.org or on the WDAV app. Celebrate the season with the Davidson College Music Department's Holiday Gala at the Duke Family Performance Hall on campus Wednesday, December 3rd. The Davidson College Choirs, Orchestra, Appalachian Ensemble, and Jazz Ensemble team up with Dance Davidson to bring you an evening of festive holiday favorites and more. Performances are at 5:30 p.m. and 8 p.m. There's plenty more holiday fun to be enjoyed, including the Joy of Christmas evening tours at Old Salem, November 28th through December 20th, Home for the Holidays in downtown Hendersonville, November 28th through December 31st, and Christmasville in Rock Hill, South Carolina, December 4th through 7th. Get details about those and more events on my complete fanfare column at WDAV.org. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you next week. Rachel?
Well, that's our episode this week. Thanks so much for listening to Piedmont Arts, which you can find at wdav.org/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you won't miss any new episodes. For Piedmont Arts, I'm Rachel Stewart.